This is Amber Rolt, the retail correspondent for the EG. And this afternoon, I'm here with Morgan Garfield, who's the managing director of Elandi. Morgan came into the EG offices to discuss a report that was released this morning in conjunction with Savills, which is all about the rise and importance of the community shopping centre.
Yes, this morning we launched some research that we'd conducted in conjunction with Savills, where we'd sampled 8,000 shoppers across 25 of our shopping centres from Cornwall in the south to Aberdeen in the north, Norfolk to Northern Ireland. And essentially we'd asked them the pretty basic question as to where they were shopping, why, what for, how frequently did they come. All pretty obvious questions for shoppers, but what we were really trying to tease out was where people shop today and why. I think there's been an awful lot written and said about retail. Most of it seems to be generally negative. And what we were really trying to do is bring some insight and data and understanding rather than an assumption that everybody shops as I do, which we tend to find is a great generalization. I think because everybody shops, they think they understand retail. And those of us who are fortunate to live and work in property are probably slightly better off than the average across the UK. And there is this assumption that one's shopping patterns are then projected out across the rest of the nation. And what this data had proven was that actually shopping patterns have become very polarized, but are actually quite entrenched, that people seek destination, high-end aspirational shopping, which is becoming an increasingly leisure pastime, but they achieve that by visiting destination shopping centres, which is an occasional visit. But simultaneously, they fulfil their everyday needs-based shopping with high-frequency, reasonably low-value shopping trips to local shopping centres. And with Savills' help, we were able to look at how this shopping pattern, which you has sort of been coined into the phrase community shopping, has evolved and how retailers are taking advantage of that. So some of the data we thought was interesting was that 78% of our shoppers visit a community shopping centre on a weekly basis or more frequently, and 92% of shoppers come at least once a month. Now that corresponds with only about 60% of shoppers going to a destination shopping centre once every 6 months. So you immediately start to see that there's a differential in frequency. But then looking at what people buy in their local shopping trips and why they make these shopping trips, and 70% of people claim that their shopping trips are convenience driven, with most of them having a defined shopping purpose. And that translates into very high sales ratios per visit. So broadly 77% of people acquire a purchase if they visit a community shopping centre, with an average basket spend of £36. So you suddenly, this what is perceived as a convenience trip and it's just a loaf of bread starts stacking up into some quite significant expenditure figures. We were fortunate enough to have a panel of retailers that featured the likes of Superdrug and Savers and Edinburgh Woolen Mills, Peacocks and F. Heinz the Jewellers, explaining to us how they saw their shopping offer and how convenience and accessibility to customers was a key part of the proposition. And that, albeit they're all embracing the internet and they see the internet as a important sales channel, that their proposition was very much around omnichannel. And I think this all comes together to start to create a more nuanced understanding of what's happening in retail in the UK. It's not the internet killing the high street in its entirety. It's not all about Westfield. There are definitive polarization trends happening in the market. And you, as specialists in community shopping centres, we're keen to understand that as well as we feasibly can, because it helps us manage our portfolio of 32 shopping centres as effectively as possible. But I think it also informs the investment debate as to whether these shopping centres offer great high yielding value with a sustainable income, or whether the high yield is purely a mask for the fact that their features are in decline. And we and others are spending more time looking at that space, and I think concluding that it's not a one-size-fits-all category, but if you've got appropriately sized, well-managed, fit-for-purpose shopping centres that actually at current market yields, that they're quite interesting and potentially exciting investment propositions.
Excellent. All right. Amber, do you have any questions? Did you want to jump in there?
Well, I think one of the interesting takeaway statistics from this morning was actually what the average spend of somebody is that goes into a community shopping centre. So even if you're going to go in there to buy, you know, going to go in there and buy some goggles, you might end up spending £30 on something else. I think those stats are very interesting.
Yeah, no, I concur. I think we hoped we understood the thesis of how people shopped in our centres, but this has given us an awful lot more data and more intelligence around that. And the other interesting thing that came out of the spend data was breaking the spending patterns down by socio-demographic groups, whether that's by age or whether it's by relative wealth. The makeup of expenditures is actually pretty consistent across all of the groups, where the wealthiest group spend slightly over £40 on a shopping visit, the poorest group spend £26. If you compare that to the likely outcomes if those people had gone to Westfield or had gone to a major regional mall, you'd see much greater disparity, where one group leaves with a small amount of shopping, which is what they can afford, and somebody else leaves with a boot full of carry bags. And this is one of the reasons that we foresee expenditure in community shopping centre, which is very much needs rather than want based,